Okay, Ollie, at the end of a difficult week for Hearts, that was a disappointing result.
Yeah, disappointing result, and probably the first half a disappointing performance as well to go with it. But look, we weren't good enough tonight. We were probably out battled and in periods outplayed by Drogheda in particular in the first half. And look, congratulations to them. You know, they have some serious players that played well tonight to their credit, and they're fully deserved of the victory.
Yeah, Harps were a wee bit flat in that first half, Ollie.
Yeah, we started very poorly. I think Adam Mixon had a chance half a minute and a half. It just clipped the crossbar. I thought maybe that would waken us up, but it was difficult to put your finger on it. You know, last week we came out, you know, full of energy. It was difficult tonight to get that and put your finger on it. Although at half time we were still in the game. Thought for the next 20 minutes in the second half we were the better side, albeit only for 20 minutes of the game. But we still didn't hit the target, despite maybe three very, very good chances. I don't think Stephen McGuinness, you know, made a save that went over the bar, went past the post. And to be fair, they hit us on the counter attack with a very, very well worked goal. And as I said, they ran out deserved the winners.
John Gill suggested tonight, Ollie, that they got yous at the right time, given the fact that Harps are missing so many players.
No, John said that himself afterwards to me, but no, that's not the case. If we had a full team out there and you don't hit the target, then you're not going to score. So, no, that's only an excuse. Yes, we're down a lot of bodies and it was a difficult week, without doubt, but we had enough on the pitch if they played well enough to get something out of the game, but we didn't play well enough.
Yeah, because the starting 11 had plenty of strength and experience in there for you.
Yeah, they did, although maybe we had to patch a few of them up to get them on the pitch to have that experience and strength, as you call it. But no, you can make excuses other days, and maybe we'll make excuses in weeks to come if we don't get results that were sharp players. But tonight we had enough on paper to get something out of the game, but we just didn't carry it out on the pitch.
Well, you're now looking into two away games on the trot, Ollie, two difficult assignments. What's the story on the players that are injured at the minute? Will they be available, do you hope, for next week?
No, it's unlikely we'll have any of them back for the next next week or two, and some of them will be much, much longer than that. So, you know, it's a challenge with everybody fit. It's obviously a bigger challenge without them fit, but it gives other people's opportunities, and yeah, it'll you know, it could be the makings of some people, hopefully. But it's a difficult, difficult task anyway. You know, it's more difficult with the numbers down, but that is not an excuse for the result we got tonight.
Well, like in recent seasons, Ollie, we've always talked about the discipline end of things for Harps. You were always missing players through suspension, but this year it's so different. It's all these injuries. It must be very frustrating for you.
It is, yeah. I'm sure we aren't the only club that happens. You know, they'll come back and they'll be fit at some stage, albeit, you know, we might be talking months instead of weeks for some of them, but that's part of it. As I said, I'm sure we're not the only club. I know that Longford Town last year struggled to get players fit on the pitch and you know, ended up paying a big price for it. We're just hoping that we don't pay the same price for that.
Okay. Two players received head injuries last Monday night, Packie and Harry Doherty. Ollie and BJ banded them with a knee injury. Any word on BJ?
BJ got his scan yesterday, and we'll get the results either tomorrow morning or Monday morning. So we're waiting to see what the extent of the damage to his knee. We believe that there is damage done, and may need an operation. But we'll hold back till we get the results of the scan before we see what protocol is needed. Then, like.
And Packie and Harry, I'm sure, are facing a few days or weeks out yet.
Yeah, Packie, to be fair, to his credit, came into the change room there tonight. They will be okay. It'll be a while yet. You know, they won't be available for Bohemians, to put it that way to you. And that's really all we're concentrating at the moment. We'd love to have them back along with the others. But as I said, you know, I'm not making an excuse for tonight's result on injuries, because we had enough on that pitch. Maybe further down the line, if we pick up a few more, or you know, we may struggle with one or two lads that play tonight. They may not be available next weekend with the way that they gave everything to that game. And yet, you know, in Paddy McCourt's case, he had to come off the pitch, you know, that he couldn't play through the pain anymore. So we could be short in next week, you know, and it'll be making it even more difficult. But look, it's great to be in it, and it's very, very challenging for all of us. But look, come here, we're used to challenges.